Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, managing editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patrick. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
On the heels of primaries around the region and the state tomorrow, and you've got a little preview.
Yeah, you know, tomorrow voters in this area will be voting on four local state Senate races, three assembly races, and a handful of local challenges as well. Yes, Thursday, while primary and general elections are traditionally held on Tuesdays in New York State, the state legislature decided to move this year's primary elections to another day to avoid conflicts with the anniversary of the terrorist attacks and related memorial services. So polls tomorrow will be open from noon to 9. Most Senate and Assembly districts have new boundaries after redistricting done earlier this year to align them with the 2010 census. And often in state politics, the district's enrollment is weighted so heavily toward one party or the other that a primary victory is tantamount to winning a general election. And that will be the case in many instances on Thursday. But one of the highest profile races will be in the 43rd Senate District. That's the district currently held by Roy McDonald. Saratoga County Clerk Kathy Marchione is challenging McDonald in a Republican primary, and that district includes eastern Saratoga County and most of Rensselaer County. It's a really high-profile race. In fact, we mentioned that it was in the New York Times this morning. Many people consider a referendum on Roy McDonald's decision last year to cast one of the key votes in legalizing same-sex marriage. So that's one of the issues that's really being hit hard on. And there's a lot of money being spent on campaign ads in that race. But there are a ton of other primaries tomorrow. The 44th Senate District, 8-term incumbent Democrat Neil Breslin faces a primary challenge from Sean Morris, the chairman of the county legislature in Albany. In the newly configured 46th Senate District, Democrats Thomas Nolan, Monica Miranda, and Celia Thazek of Duanesburg will face off in a primary for the chance to run in November against Republican George Amador. He's currently a state assemblyman, but he's running for Senate. And in the 51st Senate District, which includes all of Schoharie County, 26-year incumbent Republican Jim Seward faces a challenge from James Blank of Skenevis. Assembly Majority Leader Ron Canastrari of Cohoes is retiring after 20 years, so Cohoes Mayor John McDonald and Albany County Council President Carolyn McLaughlin are running. In the 109th District, 6 Democrats are vying to replace Assemblyman John McEnany of Albany, who is retiring after 20 years. They are Frank Commisso, Chris Higgins, Jim Coyne, Pat Fahey, Bill McCarthy, and Assembly Staffer Margarita Perez. There are 4 Democrats running in the 110th District to replace retiring Bob Riley. Niskayuna Town Supervisor Joe Landry is running. Albany County Legislature Bill Steck, Tim Nichols, and former Assembly Staffer Kevin Fraser. There's lots to vote on tomorrow. People should keep in mind that the districts have changed a little bit. They might want to go online, check our papers, and see, you know, who they're voting for this time, because they may have a different district.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, managing editor of the Daily Gazette. To check that information, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks so much.
Thanks, David.